Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The Volume.
All right, the NBA season is in full swing, coming down the stretch. Then we move right into the playoffs in April, May, and June. I can't wait. Spice things up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. All you have to do is put down $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Pretty good trade-off. I pay $5, I get $150. North Carolina listeners, do not forget. Welcome to the party. DraftKings Sportsbook now live in your state, North Carolina. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Again, 90 seconds. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in Colin. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets instantly. That is the trade. All right. The code is always Colin. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. There will be no guests this week. We do have a couple good guests coming up, so make sure you subscribe to the channel, YouTube channel, and tune in for those. One will be next week. Maybe we'll do both next week. We will see, but they are a couple guests that I'm very excited about. One being an incredible entrepreneur, absolutely amazing entrepreneur, NBA team owner, has some exciting news as of late as a team owner, and then two, is another NBA champion currently. In a nice spot to win another championship, some would think. You know, I think he is too. but we got a couple great guests coming up, so make sure y'all lock into that. I'm not going to spoil the surprise and let you know who it is until it is who it is, and that will be next week. So make sure y'all lock into that. We will also talk today about the Dubs' win last night. Talk a little March Madness. I've had a little madness in my life when it came to March back in my heyday. Now y'all see the Michigan State, you know, throwback Michigan State. I'm rocking. My guys play pretty soon, so I'm going to have to lock into that. But before I get to that, let's just get through this podcast. Make sure y'all got something to tune into over the weekend, rest of the week. Lock into that. Dubs beat the Grizzlies 135-118. It was a fun game. It was a very fun game to play in after a while. it picked up a little bit after the little thing with Santi Aldama and Desmond Bane. Let me walk y'all through that real quick. So Santi Aldama, by the way, Santi Aldama always like go at me, like some type of way. By the way, those threes weren't on me, so don't try. I'm not talking about the points. He always talking some shit to me. And, you know, he got the put back and he just like walked straight to my chest. Like it's always something like that with Santi Aldama. And I know y'all are like, oh, I don't know. Like, I really like his game. I was watching him shoot during warmups, like right before the warmups, and maybe like a minute left in warmups, minute and a half. I stand there once the clock get to a minute and I'm just looking the other way until the clock hit 8 seconds. I turn, make my layup before the buzzer. That's my routine for I don't know how many years. And I was standing there just looking the other side and I saw him shooting and he hit like 7 in a row. And they were just like so bounce, pure money. And I was like, wow, he's shooting the lights out the ball. And, you know, in hopes that that wouldn't translate to the game. And he started getting off. But Santi Aldama always go at me. From the very first time I seen him get in the game with Memphis Grizzlies, he starts talking crazy to me. And so when he walked into my chest, like, that's already knowing, like, he'd go there every single time, which I respect. A young guy in this league who's trying to make his name for himself. To go at me every single time like that, I got nothing but love and respect for that. I'm not going to just let you walk through my chest, which is why I put my hand out and stopped him. But I got nothing but love for that. And he competes like crazy. He play hard as hell every time. He impact the game in a positive way every time we play the Grizzlies, regardless of who is out there on the floor. Santi Aldama plays. And then I was just standing there listening to the referee and Bane came grabbing my arms. I hate when people come from behind me and grab my arms because number one, I can't see anything. Don't grab my arms because you never know what's going to happen. I need my arm, so don't grab my arms. And so I just kind of, he started grabbing my arm and I just like, nah, don't grab my arm. I pushed back. And then GP grabbed my arms from the other side. And I'm like, gee, I didn't know that was GP. And so I was pulling my arms away from GP. And then Taylor Jenkins took a dive. And Taylor Jenkins milked it. And I could not believe that he milked it like that. And he's walking, he's laying on the court milking it. Their trainer comes up to him. And one of our players, I'm not going to name the player because it's pretty irrelevant to name the player. And like, but he's walking back to our bench. And the trainer asks Taylor Jenkins, like, you okay? Like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, I'm okay. Like, trying to milk it. And that, to me, is absolutely insane. Like, I told y'all, it'd be players, like, trying stuff. And I know they'd be trying to get me kicked out the game, which, to me, is kind of like, eh. Like, it says a lot about you, as I said before. So I see that all the time. But, like, a coach, like, taking a dive and then milking it is crazy. You cannot milk it that long. And then get up and like coach the rest of the game intensely. You gotta go to the locker room for a second or something, bro. Like you just can't. You can't milk it like that. Like that was crazy. And you have to be very careful, you know, because he tends to get a little emotional at times. I know y'all be talking about me, but I play basketball. You gotta play with him, but he tends to get a little emotional at times. And I think sometimes his teams follow that. You know, when you look at them in like the playoffs and different situations, like. As a coach, you have to be really careful with your emotions because your team take on your demeanor. Like, you know, you've seen us in games over the course of these years or in playoff series down and have to come back. And it's like, oh, they're never rattled. Well, part of the reason we're never rattled is because Steve Kerr's never rattled. Like, so Steve Kerr never loses, like, his composure. Like, we could be down 20 points in the second quarter. Every game against the last four games of the series against the Houston Rockets. And he's like, all right, like, just keep playing defense and stick to the game plan. And James Harden is going to get tired and they'll start missing those threes and we'll make our run. Clockwork. You know, and so that's what we followed and leads to championships, you know. So have to be very careful with that. So when he took that dive, I was a little, I mean, I can't say I was surprised, but, it's just like, at what lengths do you go to, man? Like, and you can't just milk it and then later, I'm okay. Like, come on, bro. That's what players do sometimes when they're trying to get a flagrant foul. They just lay there, the trainer come up, they whisper to the trainer, I'm good. Like, that happens. Like, you can't do that as the coach. I'm just sorry. Like, that was crazy to me. And yeah, man, bro took a dive. Anyway, Jonathan Kuminga last night was insane. 26 points, 12 for 17 from the field, 2 for 3 from 3, 5 boards and 4 assists. The 5 boards is what I love the most, although I think that still should be around 7 or 8 boards. A few games ago, Kuminga had like 24 and he had 2 rebounds. And I let him live. I didn't say much to him about it, but I wanted to really go at him about it. Like, bro, you had 2 rebounds. I remember my mom did that to me when I was playing at Michigan State. I had maybe 33 at Gonzaga or something like that, 31, 34, something like that. I scored at Gonzaga. And we played at the Pit, which, you know, when big teams go to Spokane, Washington, to play Gonzaga, they don't play at the Pit. They actually play at the downtown Gonzaga Arena. No one really go. Well, I played for Tom Izzo. Shout out to Michigan State. And Tom Izzo is going. He as Ja Morant, you say, Tom Izzo running up your chimney. He coming to your gym. He playing you wherever. It don't matter. His thing is anytime, any place, we'll play you. And so we go to the Pit, and they're yelling, oh, overrated, Draymond, you're overrated. It's my sin. You're overrated. You suck. Okay. Yeah, them boys 30. Something. You could look it up. I had 2 or 3 rebounds. And I got, you know, my mom, at the time, my mom was my biggest critic. Like, she'd go crazy after every game. Just like, oh, that was terrible. You did this bad. Like, biggest critic. And so I'm like, yes. Like, I just went off. Like, what's she going to say now? And I called her right after the game. Like, hello, mom, what's up? She like, you had 2 rebounds. What were you doing out there? Not the time my mom cursed. She don't curse anymore. She's a totally different person than she used to be. She's like, what the hell were you doing out there? Like, you had 2 rebounds. Hey, were you sleepwalking out there? And I'm just sitting there on the phone like, I just had 30-something points on a big road game at Gonzaga. Like, what are we talking about? That's how my mom, I wanted to hit JK with one of those the other day, but I let him live. But 5 rebounds last night, 4 assists. Couple steals as well. I'll take the 5 rebounds over the 2, but we're gonna make sure JK get the rebounder more and more because he's more than capable. And if he's rebounding and then pushing the ball on the break, did y'all see a couple of those breakaways? He ran right by Jake LaRavia on one of those plays. He ran right by somebody else on a couple. Like, JK is shot out of a cannon when he decides to run. So with him getting more rebounds and just starting to break and pushing the break, then you have to account for a totally different thing. So we definitely will be chopping it up about that. But like I told y'all before, the young boy is a star. So buy your stakes now. As if there's a stock market, buy your stock now. Buy low. Because the stock will be high. So when he's playing downhill with that type of force, we're a very tough team to beat. I don't care who we play against because it just brings a different dimension to our team. And not everybody can provide that dimension because not everybody has that freak athleticism, has that skill. One thing, JK, no one ever talks about is his handle. He has a very underrated handle, and it suits him well, and it allows him to do more with the basketball, which a lot of guys that jump and leap like that can't handle the ball like that. And it limits them. JK can handle the lights. Handle the ball. He can shoot the mid-range very well, which, again, when you're going to be an elite scorer and you can get to your spot and raise up over people, a la Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi is the latest, you know, you go back to Kobe and MJ, like those guys, Melo, they get you to a spot. They just raising up and it's money. And I think Jonathan Kuminga has the potential to master that shot as well. So it's good to see him have that game last night, especially against a young team like that. You need them young legs, and Kuminga had it going for us, and it was great. Wiggs, 22 points, 10 rebounds. And Wiggs has been shooting the lights out the ball. I think he was 4 for 6 from 3 last night. But he's been shooting the ball really well. And again, when we have an aggressive Andrew Wiggins, let's face it, the proof is in the pudding, we win championship. That's what Andrew Wiggins can bring to a team when we have an aggressive Andrew Wiggins. On both sides of the ball, we compete for championships. So it's great to see Wiggs playing that way. And like I said, it just wasn't last night. He's been playing extremely well over the last month or so. And you got to keep him going. That comes at the right time for us. Klay with 23 off the bench, 5 for 11 from 3. Klay, there's obviously been a thing with Memphis for years, and Klay loves to play against that team. It just brings a certain competitive nature out of him. And when it does, you get the Klay we had last night. And the point guard, CP, with 12 points and 14 assists. But make no mistake about it, what's more impressive is the 14 assists. But what's really more impressive about the 14 assists is zero turnovers. And Chris Paul is more than capable of doing that. He actually does that often. I cannot confirm this. It's just randomly off the top of my mind. But I'm pretty sure he's the guy with like a certain amount of assists and zero turnovers with the most of them in league history. I don't know what number of assists that is. I don't know how many times he's done it, but I know he's done it quite a bit.
And ready?
Yep, I am ready.
He has the most games with 10 assists and zero turnovers in NBA history, 59 games. The next closest is Muggsy Bogues with 46.
Boom. There it is. Chris Paul, absolutely incredible playmaker. We know that. He's been that his entire career. And when he's playing that aggressive and making plays that way, we're also a tough team to beat. And people have not seen much of that because I think, he's worked his way into being more aggressive. But if you watch these games as of late, he's been a lot more aggressive. And I love it because that opens up a different dimension. That gives you something that you don't see a ton with us. And I think it opens up different lineups. Chris Paul is a lineup connector. He make any lineup work. You can put him on the court with anybody and he can make it work. He's that smart. He's that elite of a point guard. And it's great for us. And for us last night, the defense definitely picked up and really took control of the game for us. They was hitting a lot of threes. They shot a lot of threes. I think they shot 30 threes in the first half. They were 12 for 30. So they were shooting the ball really well. And then, our defense picked up. And I'd like to say our defense picked up after the little thing. That's kind of when everything changed, when the little thing with Taylor Jenkins and Desmond Bain, which was nothing, by the way.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed.
I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
But when that little thing happened, our defense went to another level, and we never looked back from there. You know, we've had these games where we get a big lead and we get a lead back. Not last night. We controlled the game pretty much the entire way after that, and it was our game for the taking. We have to do that more consistently, and I think that's a big, you know, that was a huge step in the right direction for us. That's the level of growth that, you know, at this time of year you want to see. So, you know, it's important that we continue to put that together. I think we have 14 games left. Yeah, 14 games left in this season. And we all know what's at stake. We all know all the situations. So it'll be important for us to continue that. In other news, LeBron James on the Mind the Game podcast with JJ Redick spoke about a plethora of different things, but one being the Warriors beat the Celtics in the finals because of basketball IQ. And of course you all know this is on the rundown of things because Jackson is always going to find a way to insert the Celtics into
That's exactly right.
anything that he can possibly do. So let's talk about the Celtics, because their weird fans like Jackson get off by listening to how they lost to us. So let's talk about this. That to a certain degree is very true. I think we definitely had a higher IQ at the time. But I think we also, it's more than just an higher IQ, though. Like, we had an higher IQ for sure, but it's also IQ in the moment. You know, like, in these situations, like, you get in these, you know, people, somebody can have a high IQ and get in those moments and completely lose it, like, because the moment gets too big. You know, we saw Jared Allen a couple, maybe that was last year. He said, man, those lights were brighter than we thought. I was very surprised when he came out and said that publicly. But it was as real as anybody could be. Like, you get in these playoffs sometimes, and this is the NBA Finals we're talking about. Sometimes those lights can get a little bit brighter than you expected. And so, and then, you know, they were much younger. And, you know, had never been there. They had been to the Eastern Conference Finals, but had never been there. They were much younger. And so I think our basketball IQ were higher. I think at that time, also our coaching staff's basketball IQ was higher. The adjustments that we made throughout that series, it made all the difference in the series. But again, we had been there before. Steve had been there. Mike had been there. Mike Brown. You know, they had been there. And so they knew the adjustments to make like that. But I definitely think our IQ was better. Like, I remember when we switched and started guarding and sending all those guys left, like, that kind of came from the players. Of like, yo, they can't go with their left hand. Like, go, you know, like, let's send them left everywhere. Because as a coach, you're hesitant to do something like that as a coach, because if you're on the right side of the floor and you're sending left, that means you're sending left. I mean, that means you're sending it to the middle. Go watch the NBA and tell me how many times guys intentionally send a pick and roll to the middle. Your defense ain't really built for that. And so we're telling guys, like, yo, we're going to send them left and, like, spray out. Like, don't even stay and help. Just spray out to shooters so they can't hit the shooters. And, like, it changed the entire series. That is an IQ thing. And so I think that's definitely Crazy. And, you know, for those of you out there that don't quite understand what I mean by IQ, it's like, what level are you processing this game and how are you processing these pictures? You know, in the course of a game, like, pictures develop in every 20 seconds, every 15 seconds, a different picture is developing. How fast can you process those pictures? Take an IQ to another step. Can you process those pictures before the picture even become clear? That's taking IQ to another level. And by the way, there's not many guys in the NBA. And when I say many, you're talking probably, I'm going to be generous and say less than 20, that can literally see the pictures. And that's being very generous, by the way, that can see the picture before it even develops. That's a whole nother level of IQ. Chris Paul can see that. LeBron James can see that. I always go back to Rajon Rondo. I know Rondo is retired, but when it comes to basketball IQ, I've never in my life got an opportunity to talk the game of basketball with Rajon Rondo. I have the utmost respect for Rajon Rondo's basketball IQ. So anytime I mention IQ, you always hear me bring up Rajon Rondo, and I always will. Because to me, when it comes to IQ in the game of basketball, he is one of the GOATs. And I say that, and I mean it, like nobody's tomorrow. Rajon Rondo is one of the GOATs when it comes to basketball IQ. So there's not a lot of guys that see those pictures before they happen. And quite frankly, you know, there's always the discussion of, is IQ, is that an innate thing? Like, is it inherited? Like, is that, how does that come about? I wouldn't necessarily say inherited, that's crazy. But, like, is it an innate thing or is it learned? And the reality is, I think it is partly learned. Like, my uncle taught me the game of basketball when I was young. When all these coaches was like rolling out of basketball, telling guys go play, my uncle didn't roll out no basketball. He's like, all right, first I'm gonna teach y'all this game. I learned help side defense when I was in the first or second grade. Most guys don't learn that to high school. Some guys don't learn that to college. Some of these guys don't learn until they get to the NBA. I learned that in first, second grade. So imagine the head start that I had with that, right? Like, my uncle has always watched the games with me and like, look at this. See, you see this? My uncle still sent me stuff about the game. And my uncle ain't never coached past the elementary school level. Maybe he was like an assistant coach for my aunt at the high school level and I don't think he went to games. He just go to practice. Like, my uncle is a basketball teacher, like savantly like level teacher. And the base that he builds for a basketball player is out of this world. And so the foundation is out of this world. And so, number one, when I first started playing, I was taught the game of basketball, but then I also think like there is some part of it that's innate. Like, that's my gift, you know? Like, Steph Curry's gift is his shot. Like, I can go shoot the ball a million times and like get a million extra shots up, I would not be as good a shooter as Steph Curry. It just won't happen. Like, Steph Curry has an innate ability to shoot the basketball. Not saying that you can't become a better shooter, but Steph Curry, like, that's a gift. And then he worked his butt off to enhance that gift. And so you see some guys with gifts and they don't work, and like, it don't work. You know, but Steph Curry has a gift of shooting the basketball, and then you work your tail off and enhance it, right? Like, so that is a part of my gift. Like, my basketball IQ, no matter what level I've played at, I've always been a savvy player. And you know, that's, so back to the original. Yes, that was part of the reason that we beat Celtics, was because of our basketball IQ. Before we get out of here, let's talk a little bit of March Madness, and then we'll have a couple giveaway winners for you guys, as promised. But my March Madness, man, March Madness is such a fun time of year. It's, quite frankly, if I'm honest, it's really the only time I can watch college basketball, because I can't really get into college basketball. It just never makes sense to me how in college basketball, you're guarding every player the same. Like if we got Steph Curry coming off a screen and roll in college basketball, and me coming off a screen and roll in college basketball, and BP, Brandon Podziemski coming off, in college, they're going to guard that ball screen the same exact way, no matter which one. And you can't possibly tell me that best suits your defense. Like, guarding a screen and roll with Steph Curry the same way that you guard a screen and roll with me, like, you just can't tell me that that puts you in the best position to be successful. And so you watch, like, these college games, and, like, these coaches make no adjustments. Like, if you start off with something that work, it works till the end of the game. Like, they don't want to make any adjustments. It doesn't make sense to me. The basketball be so bad. Like, you watch most of these games, the basketball be awful. Like, again, I am someone that pride myself on basketball IQ. And sometimes I'm watching some of these games just trying to figure out the type of offense they run, and you can't even make it out. Like, you can't even make out what style of offense they run. So I only watch during March Madness. And in saying that, you know, for me, as someone who went through it, I'm not sure I have, like, crazy favorite moments of March Madness. Like, everybody loves the upsets. That's great. Like, fine. But, like, I'm not one that kind of has these favorite moments. My favorite moment would be winning a championship. I never fucking done it. I lost in the championship. And so I'm just not gifted with that moment. I think the one moment I love the most, if I had to point to any moment, is seeing the one shining moment at the end of the game, at the end of the NCAA final, because Coach Izzo preached that to us. Like, he made you have such a strong appreciation for that song, because that's all he talk about every year, all year. It's like, yo, like, you just want to be you want to be the last one standing. You want to hear that one shining moment playing while you're standing on the court. Like, and so he would just talk that to us all the time. So I have such a large appreciation for that moment, because that's the moment that was kind of embedded in us. That's the moment that was sold to us. And obviously I never got a chance to live it, but I always enjoy seeing it because it was something that I strive for. And it's one of few goals that I never reached. But if I had to pick, that would be one of my favorite moments. Today, we got my Spartans, Michigan State versus Mississippi State. And when we win, we will play North Carolina. And I am telling y'all, Izzo don't lose the second game in the weekend. You give me the first game, this is time Izzo talking to you. You get me the first game, I will get you the second game. You give me the first, I'll get you the second game of the weekend. Not often does he fail when he say that. And he say that every time. So I'm rolling with my Spartans to beat Mississippi State. I'm rolling with my Spartans to beat North Carolina. I hope for your bracket's sake that you roll with the same thing. Because if not, you will be like Quindary Weatherspoon, who called me talking about he wants to bet on Mississippi State, which is a football school, and he want to bet on them against my Spartans. If you see this episode before the end of that game, this will be taken off the episode if we lose. And if you see this episode at the end of the game, you will not see this part. So don't even worry about it. It'll be a social media, behind the scenes, edited scenes, and I'll just give it to y'all that way. But go Spartans, Tom Izzo, Mr. March. This is his time of year. Lock in. This is going to be a fun one. But Jackson, who is our winners for the giveaway? If we said we would do two giveaways, who are they?
We did. Our winners are... These are both from Twitter. Thank you guys for subscribing to the show. The winners are Raider Azteca at Oakland 510 and Luke Stevens at Luker 0517. So if you guys are still listening to the show, we hope you're still subscribed even after the giveaway. Check your Twitter DMs. I will be there and we will get you guys your signed jerseys. And we will be doing more giveaways in the future. So make sure to lock in.
Fire. That's what we got. Raider Azteca at Oakland 510. Well, I'm happy you won anyway because I love Oakland. I got nothing but love for Oakland. So I'm very happy you won. And then Luke Stevens at Luker 0517. Make sure y'all check y'all DMs. Jackson will be there making sure you get your giveaway items. Till next time, that's a wrap from the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.